But we welcome in our very next guest here in studio, Jose Flores with the Licata Way. Jose, thanks for coming in, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. Thanks for inviting us out.
Absolutely. We appreciate you being here in studio. This is Jose's first radio interview. I love these, man. I love these. Because by the time you get done with this, you're going to think, man, that was easy. They paid these guys to do this stuff?
Yeah, right.
It'll be easy. This is good stuff, man.
I hope so.
Well, it's an interesting subject that we're going to discuss here, too, because vaping has most definitely become an epidemic. And that's not necessarily something that I think any of the three of us could have imagined growing up in high school or middle school. And it seems as though, Jose, this has become a problem going all the way down to the middle school level.
Yeah, it really has become an issue. I mean, I think over the years, vaporizers and vape products have been around for a while. But until recently, it really hasn't hit this level of this age group. I mean, they're younger and they're it's more kind of widespread among all the middle schools in the county that we're seeing right now.
And you guys are going to have a series of discussions at a lot of different school systems throughout the area. We're going to get to some of those. There's one in Avon Lake tomorrow, but I know you guys plan on hitting all the school systems in Lorain County. And I think from a parent perspective, there are a lot of parents out there wondering, you know, what in the world they can do about this, because this certainly has exploded with this incoming generation.
Yeah, and I think one of the major things that we have to do right here is just really do some education. We have to get parents really interested in what's going on here, to do some of their own research, and really just to, if your kids don't smoke and they're not really trying to quit smoking, there really is no need for a vape pen in your life. And I say that with a little bit of a tongue in cheek, but I'm serious. So we really have to look at the idea that if these kids aren't in the habit of smoking, why are we giving them products? Why are there products out there that we're allowing them to have that are going to start that habit of, you know, inhaling some toxins and chemicals that really don't need to be in our body? I don't smoke. I used to, but that was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. But we look at this and say, what were these things designed for? They were designed for smoking cessation. And, you know, the jury's still out a little bit on whether they're successful at doing that with adults. But we know that if a student has really never smoked, why are we allowing this to happen? They're inhaling superheated chemicals, putting them into your lungs. This is not vaporizers. The whole thing is a misnomer. It's aerosol. You know, it's superheated chemicals that are aerosolized. They go into your lungs. They stay there, to ultrafine particles, and they can cause some serious respiratory issues down the line. It's not really regulated very well. And so for parents, you really have to take a look at this and say, all right, what is actually going on here? And do some research.
What is the draw for some of the, I mean, have you heard from young kids, I mean, why they want to get into this? Is it just the new cool thing like cigarettes were supposed to be back then?
Well, I think it's a combination of things you're looking at. Of course, you know, just the idea that it's a high-risk behavior, the adrenaline of sure. doing something you shouldn't be doing.
Mom and dad say you shouldn't, so.
Yeah. So I'm just going to sneak on it somewhere and engage in this behavior. But you look at some of the products that are out there. You know, there's, you know, Tutti Frutti, you know, there's all these kinds of flavors. I think they had over, at last count, there was upwards of 7,000 different flavorings that are available for sale in the U.S. with these vaporizer products. And then there's the combinations, you know, that draw, you know, that attraction, you know, mix this color, you know, this flavor with this flavor. It's kind of like you go to the yogurt shop, you know, the... Mm-hmm. The you know, you mix the strawberry shortcake with the, you know, the
sure.
So you know that there is that attraction. There's also you know, the peer pressure, or that sense of belonging. You know, they want to do what the other kids are doing. They try them, and it's really non-threatening. You know, here's a fruit flavored kind of vaporizer thing that you can, you know, inhale, look, it's cool. You know, we see it on YouTube all the time, you know. So there's a whole lot of things mixed up with that.
Gotcha.
Well, and you were telling me off air as well that, you know, we're kind of at a standstill at this point trying to figure out what exactly can be done from a legal perspective. You know, how much interaction is there going to be as far as discussing what can we do to prevent this from happening? What are some steps that can be taken to try and make this, I don't know if less attractive is the right way of phrasing it, but, you know, how do you take that next step from a legal perspective to make so that these kids are given maybe a stiffer punishment, or maybe, again, it's a little less attractive for them to do it?
Well, I think the schools are on the right track right now as far as, you know, this is where they spend most of their time. We're catching, the schools are catching a lot of folks vaping and with these products and stuff in school grounds. They're removing the products from the kids. They're doing some punitive measures, and I think that most schools right now, they were suspending them and sending them home, but then what do they do when they get home? They're going to vape and play video games or watch TV. So what they've done is that they've kind of went on a track where they send them to like a diversion program. Our agency has one, and a lot of schools have begun using this. They've been referring them to us, and they're getting an education on, you know, the effects of the health concerns of vaping and tobacco and nicotine addiction and nicotine addiction in general. You look at nicotine, I mean, it's really one of the most addictive substances out there. And with these type of products, any kid who is juuling or using a Juul device is getting nicotine into their system, because Juul doesn't make a product that doesn't have nicotine. There is not one of their products that, you know, is nicotine-free. So, and a lot of the flavorings that are out there are also, they have the nicotine in them as well, even though they say they don't. So, you know, the schools are really looking at making this a priority. They're taking some really good steps in announcing to the school systems that your students that this is not going to be tolerated. We can't do this. They're doing their best to monitor. And they're acting accordingly. They're not looking at that punitive measure anymore. They're kind of like looking at, all right, let's get them some education. Let's get them into, you know, to us, you know, or, you know, programs like us where they can actually get some education and learn. But other than that, I mean, we can't just throw them in jail or suspend them indefinitely.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Do you think that's one of the biggest problems? Because this kind of came out as the alternate to smoking. It was kind of deemed safer than that aspect, so maybe kids don't look at this as dangerous?
Yeah, we were actually talking about this a minute ago. You know, safer doesn't necessarily mean safe. It's like, you know, was it, to use your analogy, driving, you know, 70 miles an hour down the highway is safer than driving 100 or 120 miles an hour.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah. But it still doesn't make it a healthy practice. Mm-hmm. And so we have to get rid of this idea that vaping is somehow a healthy practice. And I think that's where it's got twisted a little bit. Safer doesn't necessarily mean healthy. And so we have to look at that, and we have to bring that awareness out to people and say, hey, look, you know, this is nicotine. This is addictive. This is your 12-year-old. This is your 14-year-old. Do we really want to start down that path? So, you know, like I said, just education, awareness. And it's frustrating for a lot of folks right now. It can be frustrating for parents. It can be frustrating for schools, administrations. I just think of all the poor vice principals in the counties that have to have these conversations with parents. Mm-hmm. And it's not just here. I mean, this is widespread. This is all over Northeast Ohio right now.
Sure. Yeah, and it can be difficult to eliminate that lesser of two evil mentalities. There's no question about that. Again, Jose Flores with the Licata Way joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, discussing the vaping epidemic. And we talked earlier about how you guys have a number of different discussions lined up, and you're going to be in different school systems throughout the area. Tomorrow you guys will be at Avon Lake High School, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but the title of the presentation is The Truth About Vaping. What kinds of things will be discussed here exactly, and I guess more importantly, what do you think is the hopeful takeaway for the parents that come and attend this?
Well, we're hoping, first of all, that we can get in with the parents and kind of get them to take a look at their own values and beliefs on what they feel like vaping is, and do some research. We want to trigger that. We want to trigger people to go home and take a better look at what they think about vaping and do some research. We're going to talk about what vaping is. We're going to talk about some of the different devices that are out there. A lot of times parents and teachers really don't know what some of these devices look like, and kids can be walking around and passing them around in the hallway, and a teacher may not even be able to recognize it as something that's not healthy for these kids to have. We're going to talk about the health effects. Every presentation exactly is going to get into the effects of nicotine addiction, some of the respiratory issues that come along with vaping. What is vape juice? You know, we a lot of people don't even know what the e-juices are, or the vape juices are, what kind of chemicals are in them, what happens when those chemicals are superheated and combined, and what kind of health effects they may have long term down the road. Media impacts. We're looking at, you know, how does social media play a role in this vaping epidemic? And it does. YouTube, Facebook, sure. Twitter, Instagram. You know, you look on any of these sites and you just type in vaping, or, you know, even teens vaping, and you're going to see a lot of stuff on there. You probably is going to shock you. Vape devices are kind of one of the folks that I work with, our CEO, he says that these are drug delivery devices, and they really are. I've researched this, and I kind of looked at the numbers, and almost a third of every high school student that is vaping is using this to actually smoke marijuana concentrates. So it's become a drug delivery device as well. So you look at the devices and the cartridges that come with them. Recently in Lorain County, there was an arrest made, a bust in Lorain somewhere on Larry Avenue. They had a delivery. They intercepted a delivery, a package that had 10,000 units of these cartridges, and each cartridge was tested positive for marijuana concentrates. And the concentrates were in the areas of 90 to 95% THC. So you're looking at, this is not no longer, you know, a safe thing for kids, you know, because a third of them are using this. The older kids are using this as a drug delivery tool. And you'll see, like, some kids have been busted with multiple devices, you know, in school settings or in the community, and they have, they're selling them. So you have to look at that. So now these become also a moneymaker for kids, with illegal sales of vape devices to people who are underage. Last thing we're really going to talk about is the prevalence. You know, what does this really look like throughout our community? Who's affected? Who's not affected? How can we educate our way out of this? And we're going to be doing stuff at Avon High School on January 31st, Midview Schools on January 23rd, Brookside High School on February 20th, North Ridgeville is going to be on February 7th, I think. I'm not sure on that date. Or January 28th, I think that's the date from North Ridgeville. But our staff, it's not me just doing these. Our staff is really well-trained and very knowledgeable, and they're going to be out there providing these services for pretty much every school district that we can get lined up to do it. So we're working with, I don't know if I can... the Chronicle Telegram, yeah, give them sure. a plug yeah, yeah. real quick.
That's our parent company, yeah, so you're good. Yeah,
we're really good. Good. Barb Stevens actually has worked with their assets page.
Sure.
And she is going to put something out this week that has all of this information, along with some information in print on vaping devices and the health effects. So we've been working with a lot of people to try to get some awareness, and we really appreciate you guys inviting us out for this. This is a timely topic.
Absolutely. And I guess, you know, to go a little bit further here, is this the type of thing that you're welcoming in both parents and students to, or is this specific just to parents to come out and learn more about this?
Anybody who can make it to one of these presentations, I say, come on out. Teenagers, students, parents, grandparents, interested third parties, whoever you are, if you want to get some good information, come on out to one of our presentations, have a seat, and let us give you some feedback or some information on what's going on with these things. And we really have to think too, it's like we work in partnership with a lot of folks in the Alcohol and Drug Addiction Services Board for Lorain County. Is partially funds a lot of things that we do. We're working with the Communities That Care Coalition in Lorain County to bring awareness not of just this topic, but other topics that are important to get out to the community with these adolescents and their some of their high risk behavior. This is certainly one of them.
Sure.
Sure. And I think it's important to drive home the mentality that you can't really go at this with a lesser of two evils idea, because as we discussed earlier, that really doesn't work. And I guess we can cut you loose on this. You know, when you're delivering this presentation, I would imagine that, you know, the whole idea is that for a parent, you walk into this discussion, hopefully you come away a little more informed and you've got some options, you've got some ideas to work
Absolutely.
With. And, you know, from a kid's perspective, you know, sometimes you do things not necessarily knowing what you're doing. I would imagine that the information and knowing the effects of these things and what they do to your body are of the utmost importance as well.
It is. And I think one of the you asked, Matt asked earlier about why do they engage in this. They really don't know, you know, what's in these juices. They just think flavors. I mean, you think Tutti Frutti. You don't think nothing wrong with that, you know.
Yeah.
Skittles flavor, whatever. You know, they really, you don't think, you know, something bad's going to come out of this when you hear those names of these products.
Yeah.
And for a lot of them, that's why they do it. You know, it just seems like fun. But yeah, they do need education on it.
For parents that are out there listening right now, wondering where they can go to find out which one of these sessions is the one that, I should say, more information so they can find out which one of these sessions that they'd like to go to. Is there a place they can go online to access some of this information to find out what will be discussed exactly and the dates and times in those different communities?
We do not have like one page where folks can go to get all of the dates for all of these different areas. I would say, you know, you can call your school and say, hey, did you schedule a vape presentation? And if you did, you know, when's the date? And if you haven't, you need to call Jose and get one of these scheduled for your school. They can call my direct line and leave a message on my office mail. Number is 440-989-5912. You can give me a call and I'll find out what school district you're at and try to get you hooked up with a date and time for the nearest vape presentation to you.
Good stuff. Well, Jose, we appreciate the time, man. This is obviously, as you mentioned, a timely topic, no question about that. We know you guys are busy lining these sessions up, so we appreciate you stopping in studio.
All right. I appreciate you guys having us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Again, Jose Flores with the Licata Way joining us here to talk about the vaping epidemic. The presentation is The Truth About Vaping. There's one tomorrow at Avon Lake High School, but there are several others throughout the community and throughout the county. So make sure you call Jose if you are interested in one in your particular district.